Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned over a recent decision by a Russian court to uphold the designation of the Caucasia Regional Branch of the Falun Gong as an extremist organization and to criminalize the peaceful practice of Falun Gong members for their spiritual beliefs. In a statement, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said, Russian authorities harass, fine, and imprison Falun Gong practitioners for such simple acts as meditating and processing spiritual texts. He called on Russia to respect the right of freedom of religion or belief for all, including Falun Gong practitioners and members of other religious minority groups in Russia seeking to exercise their beliefs peacefully. Russia first passed an extremist law aimed at terrorism 19 years ago. Since then, other provisions have been added, and increasingly, the federal law on countering extremism and other laws have been invoked against religious minorities, including Falun Gong, Jehovah's Witnesses, and others. The State Department's most recent report on religious freedom in Russia noted that under the extremist law, government officials may prohibit the activity of a religious association for violating public order or engaging in extremist activity. The State Department said that in 2020, religious groups and non-governmental organizations reported that authorities continued to investigate, detain, imprison, torture, and/or physically abuse persons or seize their property because of their religious faith. Among the reported abuses was the detention of hundreds of Jehovah's Witnesses and the physical abuse of some of them. Russia's extremist law has also been used against secular targets. As spokesperson Price pointed out, earlier this year, another Russian court designated three organizations affiliated with imprisoned opposition figure Alexei Navalny as extremist, further demonstrating Russia's arbitrary and expansive application of this label. Spokesperson Price said the decision by the court to uphold the extremist designation for Falun Gong is another example of Russian authorities labeling peaceful groups as extremist, terrorist, or undesirable solely to stigmatize their supporters, justify abuses against them, and restrict their peaceful religious and civic activities. We urge the Russian government, he declared, to end its practice of misusing the extremist designation as a way to restrict human rights and fundamental freedoms.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.